On Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, and we're towards the bottom of the Amud Itmar, the two dots of Itmar, which is approximately eight lines up before the end of the Amud. Rav Amar Ein Madlikim Miner L'Ner. You're not allowed to take a Ner Chanukah and light one Ner Chanukah from the other Ner Chanukah. To use one Ner Chanukah to light the flame of one for another ner. And the Gemara is going to explain this soon. Shmuel Amar Madlikim, which means Madlikim in ner Chanukah echad l'ner Chanukah acher. You could use one ner Chanukah to light another ner Chanukah. However, with regard to Lahadlik ner shel chol miner shel Chanukah, even Shmuel would say it's asur. Now, it's interesting that the Gemara only uses the word madlikim. It doesn't say madlikim miner l'ner, like it said by Rav. Because perhaps the Gemara later on is going to introduce some achlokas as far as tzitzis is concerned, where Shmuel is going to say matirim v'beged l'beged. And here also, he should have said madlikim miner l'ner. Now, this Gemara actually appears in Maseches Menachos, and there it says Shmuel Amar Madlikin Miner L'Ner. So I don't know, here it doesn't say Madlikin Miner L'Ner, but it should have said Madlikin Miner L'Ner. Now we have a second Machlokas. Rav Amar Ein Matirin Tzitzis Mi Beged LeBeged. You're not allowed to take off the chutim of tzitzis from an old talis in order to tie them onto a new talis. That too constitutes a violation of bizayon. He's being mevazeh the old talis by taking off the tzitzis from the old talis. Now the Prima Gadim says that to be matir the tzitzis without tying it onto another tzitzis, that also would be asur. Machmas bizayin hatzitzis, bizayin of the old talis. So we'll keep on in mind the Prima Gadim's Ha'ara as we go through the sugya. Now, if he's matir from the old tzitzis, that's going to be a bizayin only if the old talis is ru'uya l'levisha. You can wear it. If the old talis is already bolui or bluya in the feminine, and it's not omedes levisha, then the Gemara is going to establish in Masechet Menachos that even Rav would agree that you're allowed to take off the tzitzis from the old beged. Shmuel Amar Matirin tzitzis mi beged lebeged. In other words, you're allowed to take off the tzitzis from the first beged, but only on condition that you're going to tie them down to the second beged. And that's not called bizui talis, because he's putting the tzitzis from the first talis onto the second beged as tzitzis for the second beged. Now, if he's not tying the tzitzis down to a second beged, then even Shmuel would agree, as Tosfos says here, the Ramasal Rav, that he's not allowed to take off the tzitzis from the first beged. And that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch Simon or Chaim Simon Tesvav. The Prima Gadim writes that Shmuel says mi beged le beged. Mashma, if he's not being mavir, he's not taking it from the first beged to the second beged, it would certainly be asur. Rav Omar, third machlokus, ein halacha ki Rabbi Shimon begreira, which Gemara is going to explain in a minute. Shmuel Omar halacha ki Rabbi Shimon begreira. Omar Abaye, kol mili demar Ovid kirav, lebar mehanach tlas the Ovid kishmuel. Abaye is talking about his Rebbe Rabba, and he says Rabba always followed in the pathway of Rav. Rabba always paskin like Rav, with the exception of these three cases that we mentioned before, where Rabba was noig like Shmuel. And the Gemara later on is going to explain that Rabbah was knowing the chumras of Rav, but not the kulas of Rav. But in any event, in these three cases, Rabbah said outright, we paskin like, and we're knowing like Shmuel. And that is number one, madlikim miner liner, number two, matirim mi beged lebeged, and number three, alocha kerv shimon begreira. The sanya. Now the Gemara wants to know, what is this halacha kerv shimon begreira? And he quotes the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, gorer adam mita kise v'safso. So we're talking about a case where you have soft ground. We'll see exactly what that means by soft ground. The earth is moist, so to speak. And you're carrying a heavy piece of furniture along the ground. The Braisa gives a few examples. It's a bed, or it's a couch, or a chair. And he's going to make charitzim in the karka, furrows in the ground. And that's a malacha of charisha on Shabbos. If he would do such a thing in his house, he would be chayv from malachas bona, but he's doing it out in the field. And the Gemara says in Klal Gadol that in such a case, you chayv from malachas choresh, you're preparing the ground for planting by making these charitzim in the ground. But Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to do this. Ubilvad shelo yiskavin lasos charitz, because he has no intention. That's not his purpose. He's just interested in transporting the mita kisei v'safso from point X to point Y, and he has no interest in making furrows. He's not a farmer. He's not planting. He has no intention to plant. And the underlying principle here of Reb Shimon is Dovah Sheni Miskavim is not us. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He's not quoted here. He holds Dovah Sheni Miskavim is us. And Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbah was knowing like Reb Shimon. Let's go back now to the top of the three-way machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel. We said that Rav holds ein madlikim miner liner. Yosef ahu mi rabbanon kamei de Rabbi Ado bar Ava. So one of the Talmidim was sitting in the presence of Rabbi Ado bar Ava. V'yosef v'komar, and he was saying time of the Rav. He's explaining the logic of Rav. Why did Rav say you're not allowed to be madlik one ner Chanukah from another ner Chanukah? Mishum bizui mitzvah. Now, what does it mean, bizui mitzvah? He doesn't light directly one ner Chanukah from the other, but rather he uses what's called a kisem. He uses some sort of a little twig. We could talk about a little match or so that he uses in order to take from one ner and light the second ner. That's called bizui mitzvah. Why? Because he's using this kisem shel chol and lighting that kisem from the ner chanuk, even though his intention is in order to bring the light over to the second, the flame over to the second ner chanuk. Omar lehu, sort of adabarava, turns to the Talmidim, because Lahu is in plural, and he says to any of the Talmidim that are in his presence, he says, Lo tatsisule, don't listen to what you heard from this Talmid. That's not the reason of Rav, but rather, Ta'amei de Rav mishum deka machish mitzvah. Then he lights another ner from the ner mitzvah. It looks as if he's taking away a bit of the R from the first ner. Maybe he's taking away some of the shemen, or at least that's what it looks like. My beinayu, and what's the nafkamina between these two explanations of Rav? Ika beinayu, deka madlik mishraga l'shraga. If let's say he would take the ner mitzvah that he wants to be madlik, and he would bring it close to the ner mitzvah that's already dolek, and he would light it directly without a kisim shel chol, is madiyam mishum bizui mitzvah. Is then mishraga l'shraga madlik. It would be mutter if he takes one candle from the other candle. Avol madiyam according to Rav Adavar Ava's explanation of Rav, mishum akhushe mitzvah is mishraga l'shraga nami osur. Because he's makrish, it looks like again, ke makrish oro shel ner mitzvah hadolik. He's, so to speak, diminishing the ner of the the oil of the first candle from which he's lighting. The Ritva says that in truth, if you light a ner, you are really taking away some of the or for the ner that's dolik. But that's not always nikar. And there's a whole slew of poskim here that say that it's also lasos ner chanukah mishnei neiros advukim zelazem mishum shavuka psula ner chanukah. We're not allowed to light two candles that the wicks of which combine together. That's called an avuka. That's not a ner. V'im kein im yadlik ner ech ner acher miner chanukah dolik. If he lights another ner from the ner chanukah that's lit, is at that particular moment that the wick of the second candle comes in contact with the flame of the first candle, at that second, what you have in front of you is an avuka. And therefore, he's being machdish, he's undermining the mitzvah, he's being mevatel the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah at that moment. And as Sfasemis writes, based on all those poskim, that this is a discussion that is relevant to Ner Chanukah and only to Ner Chanukah, where avuka is psula. However, in the case of Ner Shabbos, it's very possible that mutal adliko avuka, and therefore everyone would agree that you're permitted to light one Ner Shabbos from another Ner Shabbos. That's the Chiddush of the Sfasemis based on these Achronim. So just to summarize, there's a machlokus now between one Talmud and Rabbi Ado bar Ava as to what the exact circumstance, the scenario of the machlokus between Rav and Shmuel is. According to Rav Ado bar Ava, they were arguing in a case where he lights from one candle of Chanukah to the other Ner Chanukah directly without the intermediary of a kisem, of some sort of a match or whatever it might be. Rav says it's osur, Shmuel says it's mutter. Everybody would agree then, according to Rav Ado bar Ava, that he's not allowed to take a kisem of chol, some sort of a match, and use it to transfer the flame from one candle to the other. And therefore, when the Gemara asks my Beignayu, it doesn't give enough gemina as far as kisem shel chol, because that clearly would be osur. And not only that, it would be osur even according to Shmuel, at least according to Rav Ado bar Ava. So the Gemara actually, yeah, so wait a second. According to the Talmud, the machlokus is when he uses this kisem, this intermediary piece of wood, which is chol, it's not shel mitzvah, to transfer the flame from one candle to the other. And Rav says it's asur. Shmuel says it's mutter, because according to Shmuel, that's not bizui mitzvah if he's doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. However, in the case of hadlaka miner chanukah l'chavero, according to the Talmud, then even Rav would agree. So taima de Rav mishum bizui mitzvah means when he's using this kisem shel chol. The Gemara says he kabeinayu the kamadlik mishragel shragafi, the lights directly from one to the other, is according to that ahumi rabbanon that the reason of Rav is because of bizui mitzvah. Then mishragel shraga, everybody agrees, even Rav agrees that it's mutter. And the machlokus is dafka with the kisem. If you take Rav Ado bar Ava's approach, that the machlokus is around the issue of kamachish mitzvah, then the impression you get is that everybody would agree, according to Rav Ado bar Ava, that you cannot be madlik from through the intermediary of the kisem. Even Shmuel would agree that it's us. The machlokas is whether or not there's hakchashas mitzvah. It looks like he's being machlish and diminishing the ner mitzvah when he takes me ner l'ner. But certainly there's another issue of bizui mitzvah when he uses a kisem. So that's pretty much the summary of what we have here. Masiv Rav Avya. Rav Avya is going to ask a kasha on that Talmud who sat in front of Rav Adabar Ava from a brisa. And this brisa that we're about to learn, which starts on the top of Chav Beis, Amud Beis, addresses the case of Maiser Sheni. And you have a dinar of Zahav, we have a coin, which was used for Pidyon Peros Maiser Sheni. So let's say in the Seder Afrash, he was Mafrish Truma Gedola for the Kohen, he was Mafrish Maaser Rishon for the Levi, and on the first 2 years of the Shemitah cycle, that's years 1 and 2, as well as years 4 and 5, he's Mafrish now a tenth of what's left of his produce for Maaser Sheni. On the 3rd and 6th year, instead of Maaser Sheni, he is Mafrish Maaser Ani. Now, the Iker Mitzvah Maaser Sheni in Dvarim Perek Yud Dalet is to bring them to Shalayim and eat them B'Kedusha B'Tara. That's the Mitzvah of Achilas Maaser Sheni. But if he can't do that, because 1/10 of his produce is too bulky, it's too great of a volume to carry it to Shalayim, so then he can be Mechalel or Poda, the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni onto Kesef, and the Kesef, the money, the coins, the currency, he brings up to Yerushalayim, and there he buys food and he eats food in Yerushalayim. So the halach of Kesef Maaser Sheni, when he was poured to the Maaser Sheni onto the coins, is Ein Shoklin Kenegdom Dinrei Zav. Let's say he wants to weigh other dinrim which he has, which are chulin, and he wants to put on the scale on one side the dinrei zav of kedushas that have kedushas maaser sheni, on the other side of the scale dinrei zav of chulin, in order to check out the weight. And he's not allowed to do this because he's being mezalzel in the maaser sheni money. Afilu lechalel olav maaser sheni acher. The Bryce goes out of its way to say that even if his purpose in being shokel on the other side of the scale, the dinrei zav shel chulin, is in order to use them for pidyon or chilul maaser sheni, kedushas maaser sheni, he's not allowed to do that because at this moment in time, the money, the dinrei zav, are dinrei zav of chulin. So now Rav Avya is going to ask his kasha. If we take the approach of Rav Adabar Ava, who says that ki pligi Rav and Shmuel, machlokas Rav and Shmuel, is in a case of miner l'ner, when he's lighting from one ner mitzvah directly to another ner mitzvah without any intermediary. And Rav says it's asur because a kushe mitzvah, Shmuel is not worried about a kushe mitzvah. Aval Bekinsa, if he uses some sort of intermediary to transfer or to light the flame from the first Ner, which is a Ner Mitzvah, onto the Kisem, and from the Kisem onto a Ner Mitzvah, that's Bizu Mitzvah, and even Shmuel would say it's Asar. His whole lot heavy tufton, this brisa would be very understandable, according to Rav Adavar Ava's explanation. Why? Because in the case of dinrei maaser sheni that he's using now to weigh dinrei chulin, even though it's litzorech, his ultimate purpose is for to be machal ma'aser sheni, but nevertheless, Shmuel would agree that that's forbidden, because that would be parallel to the case where he uses a kisem of chulin to light the ner Chanukah from the ner Chanukah that's already lit. And Shmuel holds that's also according to Rav Adavar Ava. Even Shmuel holds it's also, because at the moment of Hadlaka, he's being madlik a kisem of chulin from a ner mitzvah. Here too, at the moment that he's doing the weighing, the dinrim that he's weighing on one side of the scale, a dinrim chulin, el iyam. But if you're going to go with the approach of the Talmud, that the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is in a case of madlik ner mitzvah with the kisem, and therefore, according to Shmuel, b'kinsa nami shari. Shmuel says that there's no bizu mitzvah in the case of kinsa, even in the case of kinsa, because his ultimate goal, we look at it from the perspective of his ultimate goal, is hati avi tufta. Then here too, if he's weighing the dinrei chulin, dinrei zav chulin, for the express purpose of using them in the mitzvah of chilul ma'aser sheni, then lechora, that would be parallel to the case of being madlik from one ner mitzvah through a kisem to another ner mitzvah, which Shmuel was matir according to the understanding of the Talmud. And now we go over just one more time the Gemara of Mai Beinayu. The Gemara says that according to the Talmud, if he would be madlik directly from shraga l'shraga, then in such a case, even Rav would agree that there's no bizui mitzvah, right? Because that Talmud held that Rav's ein madlika miner l'ner was based on bizui mitzvah, because he's using that kisim shel chol. But if he would be madlik mishraga l'shraga, then according to that Talmud, even Rav would agree that it's mutter. Lo osa Rav be ofen she madlik. Lo osa Rav ela, I should say, ela be ofen she madlik kisim shel chol miner mitzvah. But if he goes directly, it's mutter. So the machlokus is between Rav and Shmuel using a kisem as the intermediary. Rav looks at the kisem shel chol and he says that's bizui mitzvah. And Shmuel says, well, what? Why is he doing this? So in that case, according to that the Talmud, then Shmuel would be matir, presumably, this case of shkila of zav dinrei zav shel chulin for the purpose of the ultimate goal of being poda ma'aser sheni. So the Gemara answers, Omar Rabba, when the Braisa says that you're not allowed to be shokel dinrei chulin on one side of the scale with dinrei ma'aser sheni on the other for the purpose of chilul ma'aser sheni, that's because of gzera. Gzera shlom shema lo yechavin mishkalosav. We don't know the outcome of this weighing on the scale, and maybe after the weighing, it's going to become clear that the two dinrim are not the same weight. And it could be that the dinrei chulin have less than the weight that he needs, and he won't be able to be mechal on top of them. So he's entering into a suffix situation, because the whole heter here is that now through the shkila he's going to use the dinrei chulin for the sake of chul ma'aser sheni. Well, it could be that the results of this test will be a failure, and he won't be able to use these dinrei chulin for the sake of the mitzvah of chul, the kamapik lu chulin, and he's going to use the dinrei chulin as chulin. Notice he'll leave them in the state of chulin. He won't be mechal on these dinrei chulin ma'aser sheni. So he used the dinrei ma'aser sheni shelo litzorch mitzvah. So the whole enterprise of litzorch mitzvah is now up in the air. It's in suffolk. That's not the case in Adlokas Minel Linel Ide Kisem, There's no reason why he won't be successful in his attempt to use this intermediary piece of wood to transfer the flame from one Ner Mitzvah to another Ner Mitzvah. So that's why Shmuel would be Matir, according to that Talmud, in a case where he uses a Kisem as the intermediary for the sake of another Mitzvah, of lighting another Ner Chanukah. But here, the whole enterprise is up in the air. It's Mutal B'Safek. We don't know what the results will be. Now, according to Rabbah's analysis that we just learned, Shmuel is based on what we call Vados, that the reason why the problem of Bizui Mitzvah is circumvented is because of the Vados, that he's using it for the sake, through this Kisem, for the sake of an ultimate Mitzvah. If there's no Vados, then it's also, we could have said, if not for this discussion and presentation of Rabbah, that Shmuel is based on Kavana, on what his intention is, and if clearly his intention is for the sake of a Mitzvah, then that alone would be enough to mitigate the element of Bizui Mitzvah. And in the case where he's Shokel Dinrei Chulin for the purpose of Chilul Ma'aseh Sheni, if that's his intention, then that already mitigates the problem of Bizui Mitzvah. Whether it'll be successful or not is irrelevant. Everything depends upon the Kavana. That's not the way we're learning the Gemara of Rabbah. Rabbah is saying it doesn't depend on his Kavana, it depends upon the ultimate outcome and the necessity of Vados here in the success of the enterprise. And if we don't have Vados, then we're entering into a Suffolk Bizui Mitzvah. Now it is possible that what Rabbah really means is that because it's a Safek, therefore it's a Vadei Bizui Mitzvah. In other words, unless it's absolutely clear and the facts on the ground are unknown or well known that he's using it for the sake of another Mitzvah, then it becomes Bizui Mitzvah, B'Torah's Vadei. In any event, the Gemara now quotes Rav Sheshes, who raises a Kasha from a Brisa. And this Brisa is talking about Hadlokas HaMenorah in Beis HaMikdash. And it's analyzing the Pasuk in Vayikra Perkav Dalit. It says, Michutz lefarochas ha'edus bi'ol moed yarocho so'aron mi'erev ha'dbok lefnei Hashem. The Brisa wants to know, why does the Pasuk say parochas ha'edus? What is the meaning of the word edus? And the Pashtus would be in the Pasuk Michutz Prochas Eidus Yaroch is telling us that he should be Madlik the Ner in the Heichal in front of the Paroches, which separates between the Aron, which is in the Kodesh Kadoshim, and the Heichal. The Aron here is called Eidus. But the Braisa darshens the word Eidus in a different way. V'chila Ora Hutzorech. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need the light of the menorah in his Heichal? Hello, kol arbaim shana shalochu b'nei Yisroel b'midr l'holchu li oro. For 40 years, b'nei Yisroel were accompanied by the Amud HaEsh, which gave them or. So why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanding the people to light a menorah in the Mikdash? Ella, but rather, this tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Hadlokas HaMenorah b'Mikdash, is meant to be edus for all the human beings, the entire human race that walks the planet. Lebay olam shashchina shora b'Yisrael, that the love relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael is hashoras hashchina, and that's demonstrated by the edus of the Hadlokas Neros. And the Gemara asks, my Eidus, where's this testimony? How does the light of the menorah testify about Hashra Shechina B'Yisrael? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav, Zo Ner Ma'aravi. This is the Western Ner, We'll talk about that in a minute. Shenosin ba shemen kemidas chaverta. Right, each ner needed a volume of oil of a chatzilug, and the midas of chatzilug was uniform for all the neros, including the ner amarofi. And there was a great miracle that even though the ner maravi and the ner maravi was lit first, nevertheless, dolka kol alayla, it lit through the night and through the next day. Umimena hayamadlik shar neros bein harbayim, and he would use the ner maravi to light all the other candles. Ubayim esayim, and he would complete the whole process of hatovas haneros, and all the other neros that he was mativ in the morning, and he prepared them for the adlok of the evening. Ner maravi was still lit even in the morning while he was being mativ, you know, the other neros and even the last of the candles of Bein Arbayim before he lit the candles again. So the miracle was in the ner maravi that it was lit for such a long time, and even though it was used to light other candles, nevertheless, it remained steady. This was a great miracle, and it testified to Ashra Shechina b'Yisrael. So Rav Sheshes asks his kasha now, based on this brisa, the way we interpreted the brisa. V'ahocha, here in the case of the menorah, kevan de kvi neros. The neros are set in the menorah, and we're not going to take the ner maravi out of its place in order to hold it and light the other neros. That's based on a sugya in Masechta Menachos that the neros had a long wick and he didn't have to remove the ner in order to light from one to the other. And lo sagi de lo mishkal viadluke. It's not possible to be madlik the other neros from the ner maravi unless he would use a kisem in order to get the flame from the ner maravi and transfer it over to the other candles. And that means that you're allowed to use a kisem for the ultimate purpose of lighting the other candles in the menorah itself. Vekasha bein leman di omar mishum bizu mitzvah bein leman di omar mishum akushi mitzvah. Now we have an objection, whether it goes like the Talmud, who says that Rav prohibited lighting a ner Chanukah directly from ner l'ner because it's bizu mitzvah, and bein leman di omar according to Rav Adavar Rav, who says that the reason for Rav is mishum akushi mitzvah. According to both of these, in the case of Hadlok Al Yidei Kisem, Rav would certainly prohibit it. So how then were they able to light the other six candles in the menorah from the ner maravi? And Tirgum Rav Papa b'psilos arukos. Rav Papa says that the way they lit the ner was with very long wicks, as we mentioned earlier, that would allow it to reach all the way to the other neros. And he was madlik from the ner maravi, the next ner, and then he was able to be madlik all one ner from the other ner. So the Gemara says, sof sof, we're not out in the clear yet, because leman diomer, according to one opinion, that the logic of Rav is mishum mikushe mitzvah, which was the logic of the Talmud, and then aloka miner liner, even if it's, I'm sorry, akushe mitzvah was Ravad Varava, sorry, then the lighting of the ner miner directly, even without a kisem, would be also according to Rav, because he's being makrish the ner, is kasha. We don't understand menorah. And the Gemara ends up with the word kasha here, without any teretz. Now it doesn't say tyuvta, which is classic when you have a brisa that contradicts an opinion. Of course, kasha would mean that right now we don't know the answer, but there is an answer. Tyuvta means we don't know that there is an answer, we don't know the possibility of an answer. So the Ritva says that the reason why it says kasha is because there really is an answer to this question, and dafka in the ner of the menorah and mikdash, this was mutter, because there's no other way of doing it. Because the pasuk says you have to be madlik all the neros with the ner hamaravi. So it's only feasible. This is called mitzvah selkach if you are makish the ner, so to speak. So again, if we go back for a moment to Rav Ada Bar Ava, right? He was the one who said that Taima derav mishum dekar machish mitzvah, and therefore, when he's madlik from one ner to the other, that's called akhushe mitzvah. And here, in the case of ner shebimigdash, we have a scenario of akhushe mitzvah. So, according to one Talmud, the only problem is that you can't use a kisim. That was Rav's objection. But according to Rav Ada Bar Ava, everybody agrees in the case of a kisim, it's also, even Shmuel would agree. The machlok is going to be mishraga l'shraga, where Rav is of the opinion of akhushe mitzvah, he's nira kemachish oro shel ner mitzvah. And the question is, what do we do with the menorah? And that's where we had the Ritva's answer, but the Gemara leaves it as a kasha. Now, let's backtrack a little bit here to some of the points here in the brisa that's brought by Rav Sheshes. First of all, we have to mention that in the mitzvah Hadlokas HaMenorah, the Torah says, Me'erev Ad Boker. And the Chachamim evaluated the volume that's necessary to be Mekayim the mitzvah, that the Ner should light for the entire night, through the night. Now during the winter months, like for example, Teves, the night is very long. So you have to make sure that you have a volume of Shemen that would last through the night, even during the long winter nights, and that's a Chatziluk Shemen. So they were koveya that amount of shemen on each night. They used the same amount, the same volume, even during the summer months when the nights are short. And in the tkufas halelos haktsorim, during the winter months, the neros would be, I'm sorry, during the short nights of the summer months, the neros would actually be dolek even during the day because of that chatziluk shemen and the short nights. Now what we're looking at here in this brisa that Rav interprets, that mimena hayamadlik shar haneros, that's what the situation was, as the Gemara transmits in Yuma, until a certain period of time, until the death of Shimon HaTzadik during the second bias. After the death of Shimon HaTzadik, there was no longer Ness in the Ner Maravi. It would light as long as all the other candles would light. And then they would madlik the Ner Maravi from the Eish of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and from that they would madlik the other neros. Now Rashi says that since it says in the pasuk lehalos ner tamid, it doesn't say neros tamid. we derive the conclusion that we have to start with the hadlaka of one ner, and from that they would be madlik the other neros, and they would kovea that this would be the second ner from the right, from the mizrach. Right, the neros were mi mizrach lamarav, according to one. That's how they were organized, according to one opinion. And this brisa that we're learning here reflects that opinion. So the ner rishon mizrachi, which is the first ner that he gets to when he comes from the Pesach Hol Moed, he cannot use for this mitzvah of lahalos ner tamid, because it says in another pasuk, yarach osa lufnei Hashem, which means in front of the kodesh kodeshim, which means that he needs a ner that's a little bit closer to Kodesh Kodashim, that's on the western side. Okay, that's one point here. Now we mentioned the concept called Hatovas HaNeros, which is otherwise known as Nikui Neros HaMenorah Mideshen HaPsilos Shenisru Balayla. The Torah says V'hiktir Olav Aaron K'tores Samim Baboker Baboker Beitivo es haneros yaktirena. So that we have the Hatovas haneros written here in the Torah, and he would be mative the neros during the boker in order to prepare them for that lokas ha'erev. The ner marava was still lit during the day from the Hatova Achrona Bein Arbayim before he lit them in the Noros. In other words, he would be Motzi, the Psilo Yeshana of the Ner Maravi, and he would hold on to it while it's still lit, or he would put it down in a Kli. He would fill up the Shemen and add a new Psilo Chadasha, and he would light it from the old one. And then he was madlik the other neros from the Ner HaMaravi. That's up until the death of Shimon HaTzadik. So this was a great miracle that was done, that was manifest itself in the Ner HaMaravi. And that was a testimony to the fact that Shechina Shora B'Yisrael. The Gemara asks, my havi Allah, what's the final hachrol halacha as far as hadlaka miner l'ner? And even though the Gemara obliged with a kasha on Rav Adavarava, who holds that Rav and Shmuel argued about hadlaka miner l'ner without the kisem in the middle, Rav says it's hakushe mitzvah. L'chora, based on the Gemara's kasha, we should have paskin like the Talmud, who holds that Rav and Shmuel argue about the case of Madlikin Al Yedei Kisem, in which Rav prohibits it because of Bizui Mitzvah. Shmuel was matir. And even though in general, when there's Machlok Shin Rav and Shmuel and Issa Vehetu, we paskin like Rav, but these are the three exceptions that Rav was knowing like Shmuel, one of which is Hadlaka Miner L'ner. So l'chora, we should be paskening like Shmuel, who permits being madlik miner ner even through a kisem, based on the interpretation of this Talmud. So we're not exactly sure why the Gemara says my havi Allah. This is the kasha of the Rishonim. And Tosus Dira Maskel Mai says that even though Rava was knowing Kishmuel, the Gemara thinks that we should still paskin like Rav based on the klolim, that in Isur V'het we always paskin like Rav against Shmuel. So therefore the conclusion of the Gemara is that despite the noe, the minig of Rav, nevertheless it's also lahadlik miner liner al yidei kisim shel chol, but it's mutter lahadlik miner liner. The Gemara's suffix is, in the case of hadlaka miner Chanukah to another Ner Chanukah, which is considered Hadlaka Miner L'Ner. And we can see that study Asafik in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Chazina, which saw what is the main mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Or Chazina means we should see, and we should analyze. Iyad Lokos of mitzvah is then Madlika Biner Liner. Viyad Nochos of mitzvah Ein Madlika Biner Liner. So at this point, we're up to the Gemara of what we call Hadlokos of mitzvah or Hanochos of mitzvah. Mitzvah Shem, that'll be our discussion in the next shiur, here towards the bottom of Chaf Beis, Amud Beis.